We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear.
Industries of energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions. We have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with new and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
A very, very good Monday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson, Butch Black, back in the studio. Glad to be here. Appreciate everybody that that didn't hammer me so much when Jimmy ran that contest last week. Anyway, thank you again for all of our great sponsors who helped make this broadcast possible. And you are great listeners. Here's what's on the menu at Elk City Meals on Wheels on this 19th day of September. It's a wonderful day. They're open, of course, 11 to 1. $5 for senior citizens, include your drink, your dessert. $6 for anybody else. 1510 West 9th Street is where they're located. They're in Fairview Village. You can call in your order, 225-5821, 580-225-5821. Shepherd's pie, salad, roll, and chocolate pie today. So okay. Shepherd's pie, salad, roll, chocolate pie. That's what's on the menu at Elk City Meals on Wheels. And American Legion Post 181, first Monday of each month, 6:30 at the Second and Adams Church of Christ Family Center. It's actually the old Snappy Sack building located at the corner of Jefferson and 3rd Street, just west of the Walgreens. 6:30 p.m., all veterans are invited. It's American Legion Post 181. They'd enjoy your presence. There'll be some coffee, great stories, and actually they share some pretty valuable information that can even actually help out financially for those military veterans that qualify.
There's your nemesis.
Oh, there he is. Ran the contest. If everybody missed me, how'd that work out, Jimmy?
Hey, none of the body got his foot size right.
Nobody got my foot size right, huh? And also that Indian Taco fundraiser, that's Thursday, September the 22nd. And that's going to be from 11 to 2 p.m., carry out only. I'll give you some more. It's going to be at the United Methodist Church in Elk City. Indian Taco fundraiser for Elk City Cub Scouts, Pack 140, coming up the 22nd of September. What else you got for us over there, Butch Black?
Well, let's see. It's kind of a down market today. WTI crude on the NYMEX October exchange is down 258 to 82.53. Brent crude on the ICE November exchange is down 241 to 88.94. NYMEX natural gas on the October exchange is down 28 cents to 748. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX October exchange is down $5.90 to 235.67. And NYMEX heating oil for October is down 249 to 314.76. This was after kind of a strong comeback towards the end of last week. It's more ping pong.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? It is ping pong. That's a great descriptor right there. Everybody can kind of grab onto that and understand that it's that it's like that up and down. You never know which way it's going to bounce. So many outside factors involved. That's the hard reality of it. Here's your Baker Hughes rig count on this Monday morning. We are scheduled to have Oklahoma Corporation Commissioner Dana Murphy. She hasn't haven't had a chance to confirm that 100% yet, but I've sent her a couple texts. We're hoping that she'll be joining us in the next segment. But here's what your rig count looks like from the Baker Hughes as we give this each and every Monday. Up 4 from a week ago, from 759 to 763. Of those, 744 are on land, 4 on inland waters, 15 offshore wells on the count. Also, Canada increased to 6. They're now running 211 rigs north of the border. So the North American total is 974, if you count that. Of the 763 drilling in the United States on the Baker Hughes rig count, 599 drilling for oil. That's up 8. Natural gas, 162. That is slid down 4 on that. But that's still a much higher number than we've been seeing in the recent past. And then 2 miscellaneous wells remain on. 695 being drilled horizontally, 45 being drilled directionally, 23 being drilled vertically on the Baker Hughes rig count. Here's your state-by-state variances. Alaska still has 10 active drilling rigs, 7 on the Baker Hughes rig count in California. Those are both unchanged. So is Colorado, stayed steady at 21. Kansas shows 1 on the Baker Hughes rig count, which is what they had a week ago. But their independent rig count shows they actually dropped from 60 to 59 in the state of Kansas. Louisiana gained 1 from 64 to 65. New Mexico lost a drilling rig. They're down to 108 from 109. North Dakota also on the Baker Hughes rig count lost 1 from 39 down to 38. Ohio has 11. Oklahoma has 64. Those are all unchanged. So is Pennsylvania, steady at 23. No change there. Texas gained 5 from 359 to 364. Utah stayed steady at 13. West Virginia also at a Baker's dozen, 13, same as they were a week ago. And Wyoming unchanged at 20. The Big Basin still the Permian. 343 there. Next closest is the Haynesville. Is Eagleford with 72. The Haynesville has 71. 40 in the Williston, 35 in the Marcellus, 23 in the Cana Woodford, 12 in the Utica, 35 in that Marcellus. So there's your Baker Hughes rig count here on this Monday morning. I headed out to Simon's Catch last night when I got back and noticed a rig in the air, but it was a workover rig, but they were pulling tubing on a rig over there. So
a lot of workover rework being done right now.
That's good.
Well, that's better news than what Kosmos Energy had to deal with.
Uh-oh.
They were informed that their Greater Tortue Ammonium Floating Production Storage and Offloading, or the FPSO vessel, had drifted approximately 655 feet off the quayside as a result of Typhoon Mofa.
Oh.
Yep, said the mooring lines had become compromised during the typhoon, and it floated off some, so their work is underway to enable the vessel to return to quayside, and so that any potential damage is expected to be covered by insurance. So, but anyway, yeah, that's a large piece of equipment to be out there just floating around. So they're going to get it back over to the quay and get it tied back down. And
no spillage or nobody injured.
No.
They kind of knew this was coming, I guess.
No injuries. Absolutely no injuries. Nobody was hurt. And it's a natural gas production platform. So there wasn't any large spill or anything that's been reported so far. And they just need to get it shoved back over where it's supposed to be and tied back on again.
Well, there you have it.
That would be a rude awakening, though, to get the phone call. Hey, you're
it's drifted a bit.
Your platform, it's not where it's supposed to be.
Well, 600 feet, just to give you an idea, that's 2 football fields.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a long way from that big piece.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that's
a big piece of pig iron.
Yes, it is. Okay, well, a Texas energy supplier was fined $1 million. A Texas-based energy supplier, Verde Energy, was charged $1 million for slamming customers and egregious marketing violations. This company's out of Pennsylvania. So Pennsylvania on Thursday imposed a $1 million fine against Pennsylvania's who did it. This fine against the Texas-based energy supplier, Verde Energy USA, for allegedly committing a wide range of egregious and marketing violations, including switching customers' energy supply without their consent. The settlement with Verde, which markets itself as a renewable power supplier, provides for refunds for hundreds of accounts affected by deceptive telemarketing or door-to-door activities from February 2017 through early 2020, when the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission's investigators filed a formal complaint against the supplier. The punishment is the latest enforcement action against an energy supplier in Pennsylvania's competitive marketplace. Now listen to this, where retail customers can choose to buy their energy from an independent supplier or remain supplied by the incumbent electric or gas utility. A quarter of Pennsylvania's 6 million electric customers, or about 1.5 million, buy their power from competitive suppliers, according to this study. I hope that the supplier community pays heed to this, said John F. Coleman, Jr., the commission's vice chairman. This hopefully will be the final warning on unacceptable behavior in the competitive marketplace. The settlement, which was approved by a 2-to-1 vote, was a far lighter punishment than the $8.8 million fine and license revocation that the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement initially proposed back in January of 2020. Verdi and the Bureau reached the settlement agreement approved by the administrative law judge. But could you imagine, just you got door-to-door salesmen and they're not trying to sell you encyclopedias, they're just trying to sell you energy or natural gas.
Yeah.
And then the way this deal works is all those companies that have the lines already to your house have to allow that company to use their lines to provide your energy source. Now, whoever thought that deal up must have been a true Yankee.
Well, you know, they've got all the expense and all the to get the lines put in and then have to let some other company use it. Yeah, that's not going to fly very well.
No, it is not. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we'll see if we can't hook up with Commissioner Dana Murphy as our Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Show continues in a moment.
Stay informed with the latest news from the energy industry with Sean and Butch on the Exploring Energy Show.
Come have a ball at the Canadian River Beach Club's Calf Fry Cook-Off Barbecue and Beach Party September 24th in Canadian, Texas. In addition to the great food, entertainment will be provided by the godfather of trop rock, Jerry Diaz and Hannes Reef, and TRMA Entertainer of the Year, Donnie Brewer and the Dock Rockers. Mosey on over to the biggest trop rock party in the Texas Panhandle September 24th at the Canadian River Beach Club in Canadian, Texas. For more details, search Facebook for Canadian River Beach Club.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Caring Transitions invites you to join us for an estate sale Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th on Highland Drive in Eric, Oklahoma. This sale offers some of the most unique items that you'll ever find. You'll see a large variety of Western home decor, antiques, dish collections, and cookie jars. There's also two shops full of tools and treasures for you guys. Don't miss this one. For more information, contact me, Tia Dunlap, at Caring Transitions at 580-821-2572. Again, that's 580-821-2572.
With a small farmer or a big farmer, if you can save, you know, a few dollars here and there over a course of a year or 2 years, it might be $1,000, it might be $2,000, it might be $50. I would like to keep my $50 and spend it on something else that I enjoy. I mean, that's the way my mind works. If I can save a few cents here and there, and at the end of the year I have $1,000 more, then I get to go enjoy it. Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. We have a 50-mile radius that we have free delivery, 500 gallons or more. If you want under 500 gallons, then we have a minimal charge.
500 gallons and free delivery, I mean, you know, you can't ask for more than that. My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Time to mark your calendar for Expo 25, the 25th anniversary of celebrating the people of Oklahoma oil and natural gas, featuring Mike Rowe, America's storyteller. Expo 25 will showcase the technology and innovations that make our modern world possible. Meet thousands of potential customers and contacts in one day. Hang around to taste some of the oil field's best food at the first annual Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas Barbecue Competition. It's at the Bennett Event Center at OKC Fairgrounds Thursday, October 13th. Sign up today to secure your exhibit space or register to attend at okoilexpo.com.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
We are back. And at this point, we are Dana Murphy-less. But that's okay. These people are very busy.
Hate that so, when it happens.
I do too. That's okay. I'm sure she'll make it up. She doesn't mind calling in, no doubt about it. So, and you never know. People's busy lives, things happen. Things happen at DCP Services, mostly good.
For the most part, yeah.
They offer fully insured contract pumpers, roustabout services, including backhoes, tractors, forklifts, mowing, trenching. When you got somebody out there covering one of your routes or working on one of your locations, you want somebody that knows what they're doing. They have over 80 years of combined experience on staff. Plus, they rebuild Chemray valves and controls. They rebuild Western Chemical pumps to like new. They sell and repair Texam solar pumps. Plus, DCP also has a wireline division with both braided and slickline capabilities. For these services, get a hold of Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501, or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. And they've got a major supply store here in Elk City for pipe valves and fittings geared toward pipeline processing and production. Located at 317 North Van Buren, Ernie Barker, the Barker Man. He is working the parts house. Here's his phone number, 580-339-1773. 339-1773. That's Ernie Barker with the DCP Services Supply House. All right, Butch, what do you got for us over there, brother?
Well, U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm.
Oh, boy, there's a good...
She calls on fuel suppliers to build inventories. Of course, there's just one problem with that. It's a losing proposition. Because diesel futures are trading at their widest backwardation for this time of year,
for and a long data time.
Going back to 2008.
Wow.
And a backward-dated market is one where prompt deliveries are priced at a premium over future deliveries. So basically what it boils down to is what we're delivering right now is worth more than the futures are calling for. So why do we want to put it up in storage when it's going to pay less than what we can get for it right now is what it boils down to. And that's why it's a losing proposition, because they don't want to do that. And the stockpiles are down. New England's fuel, this is for the New England area. And part of their problem is they've been depending on Russia. They've been buying their fuel from Russia.
Mm.
Because they don't want any pipelines up there. They don't want anything. They haven't set up anything. And Canada has shut down a refinery up in that area. Mm-hmm. So now they're not getting the fuel in there that they're used to getting. And these stockpiles are at the lowest they've ever been.
Right.
So it could be a extremely cold winter for New England. Their distillate stockpiles, which include diesel and heating oil, sit at the lowest level ever for this time of year, about half of where they were at the same time in 2021. In a meeting with New England governors on Thursday, Granholm asked oil and gas companies to ensure they are building adequate inventories to handle disruptions from hurricanes or other events. The problem with that is, you know, these oil and gas companies in good faith have gone to these states and tried to run pipelines and so on and so forth to be able to streamline the delivery
process, yeah,
of oil and natural gas and heating oils and so on and so forth for these. But now they fight them tooth and nail, and now that things are looking bad, they're begging them to bail them out. You know, typical governmental situation is, we're going to mess on your head for the next 2 years, and then we're going to expect you to help us when we need you.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way.
unintended consequences. It doesn't in my life, Butch.
No.
You know, that's...
You know, that's one of those deals that you mess with me once, you know, shame on you. You do it twice, shame on me. And trust me, I don't like being shamed.
I don't blame you. Well, a couple big ones were drilled in Oklahoma. Native Exploration drills big oil and gas producers in McLean County. This came through on our well report. The three wells drilled near Blanchard by Oklahoma City-based Native Exploration operating turned out to be quite a hit for the company. Drilled in a single pad, the wells ended up with more than 2,000 barrels of oil a day and nearly 18,000 MCF of natural gas. The largest gas producer, the Charles Well, was about 2 miles east of Blanchard in McLean County. It produced about 16,014 MCF of natural gas when it was completed of March 4th of this year. The well spudded in November, had a drilling depth of 20,421 in the Woodford Formation, according to the completion report. But the two remaining wells were oil producers with combined production of 2,121 barrels of oil a day. So just two of the three produced oil. Isn't that crazy how that works?
Mm-hmm.
Drilled on a single pad. But anyway, these were down by Blanchard. The natural gas production from the two wells that mainly produced oil brought combined production from the three wells to that same total, about 18,000 MCF of gas a day. So it's good to hear some Oklahoma companies having some success.
Yeah. Well, I'm still in Europe.
Europe. There's a lot going over there. Farewell to the queen.
Yeah.
To, I guess, the final
hoorah. They were moving her body as I left the house. Well, the German federal government has announced that on the basis of the Energy Security of Supply Act, it has replaced Rosneft Deutschland and RN Refining and Marketing under the fiduciary management of the Bundesnergener. Anyway, what this means is that the FNA, the government, is assuming control of Rosneft Deutschland and its respective shares in the PCK Schwedt, MIRO, and Bayernoil refineries. So, in other words, they've taken over the refineries. They've taken over fiduciary. In other words, they're controlling the money.
Yeah, they hold the purse strings, right?
Yeah. Was issued by the Federal Ministry for Economic Affairs and Climate Action. It took effect on September 16th. And Rosneft Deutschland holds a total of around 12% of German oil refining capacity, making it one of the largest oil processing companies in Germany. The reason for the imposition of fiduciary management is that the maintenance of business operations in the affected refineries was jeopardized in view of the ownership situation of the companies. In other words, Russia. Central critical service providers like suppliers, insurance companies, IT firms, and banks, but also clients, were no longer willing to work together with Rosneft, neither with refineries in which Rosneft held a stake nor with Germany's Rosneft subsidiaries. So, I mean, I understand what's taking place here, but you've got to have product run through those refineries, which still has to come out of Russia, thanks to Germany's climbing into bed on the Nord Stream 1 with Russia. And, you know, you can take economic control over any company, but if it has no product to manufacture and move, what's the use?
Yeah, and if somebody would have just warned Germany.
Oh, wait, they did.
Oh, now they're coming out with all kinds of reports that the polls indicate that Trump's at an all-time low approval rating. These people.
Well, you know, I'd say this, polls say what they want them to say anymore. I'm not.
I got poles outside my house. Tell me more than those guys.
Well, I have poles on the farm that held my barn up.
Good call. The pole barn. I get it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the second half of the Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show right here on 96.5 KECO in a moment.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
A person who has never smiled can start smiling. There's just a look on their face that completely changes. And when we give them a mirror and show them their new smile, There's nothing that warms my heart more. I had a gentleman in his 50s, and his whole life he never had a front tooth. His front tooth was stuck up in the bone. He had been to dentist before, but nobody really talked to him about his options. That was just the most rewarding thing. And afterwards, he sent me the sweetest card about how the Lord put a smile on his heart, but I put a smile on his face. And that's pretty rewarding. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
We used to use a service out of a big city for all of our cleaning needs, the cleaning services out here. But we switched that because we needed someone to really take care of the details and to make sure that we were serviced properly every week, and we weren't receiving that. I need that service brought in every week, and that's what CTC provides. They provide a weekly service. They're better now because this is a company that's not located out of a bigger metropolitan area. They're right here in Western Oklahoma. They take better care of us.
What about the price? Is the price similar to what it was before?
I thought the price was comparable, actually a little bit cheaper. I'm Julie Brewer, director of the Elk City Convention Center, and I'm glad that we switched to CTC.
Keep your business looking great with CTC in Clinton. Online, it's ctc-corp.net.
A man does not care what color his recliner is for the most part. He wants to make her happy and get a color that she likes, but as long as that thing is comfortable, he's happy. It's like his favorite pair of slippers. They may look terrible, and he may mow in them one day and wear them around the house and stomp through mud puddles the next day, but they are comfortable, and that's what he wants to be wearing on his feet, and that's why a good Lazy Boy is the best thing you can buy for a man. We are doing pretty good on Lazy Boys, so our Lazy Boy inventory is in pretty good shape.
When fall rolls around, football season rolls around, I bet you guys see a spike because that's how you want to watch a football game.
Exactly right. If you're not sitting with your feet up and your dog on your lap and popcorn or whatever, you're not living right, because that's what people need, is to get home from work and forget about the cares of the world and watch OU or OSU play football and put your feet up.
Terry's Furniture Showroom.
We're at 2001 South Main in Elk City, Oklahoma, right behind McDonald's.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Oh, boy. And we're back. My golly, we're back. That's it. David A. Guest, certified mineral manager, buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies. Also, David and his wife, they're trusted source for mineral management. Well over 35 years in the business. They'll treat you fairly. They'll treat you squarely. Call David A. Guest today, 405-341-8698. When you're dealing with minerals, you're dealing with this kind of situation, you need someone you can trust. David A. Guest is that guy. 405-341-8698. An American Hose and Supply, they understand what emergencies are. And when you bust a hose on a tractor out on location, work stops, that's an emergency. Don't wait for this emergency. Go ahead and get ahead of the game by setting up a regular schedule with American Hose and Supply. They'll come to your place every week, every other week, once a month, whatever is best for you. If you bust a hose, you're not in a bind because you have one on stock. In stock. American Hose and Supply, retail location inside Camrock, South Main Street in Elk City, next to Fred's Steakhouse. You can call them at 580-821-4413, 821-4413. 4413. I'll tell you right now, we got a young lady on the phone. Let me go to this. Okay.
Come on, you can do it.
Hold on just a moment.
You can do it.
We can do it. Commissioner Dana Murphy, we're going to pretty up this show here in a real quick minute. How are you this morning, Commissioner?
Hey, I'm great. Better late than never.
Hey, by golly. You're worth the wait. No doubt about it.
You guys make me feel good about that. But I have to tell you, with everything that's been going on, and I got back late from the ranch last night. So I have to admit, it's it's been a bit of a challenge for me, and I've recovered really well from my, you know, broken hip, and that's helped me put a lot of things into perspective. So I apologize to you guys, and I hope you don't take it as my lack of attention is because I don't care. I think I care about too many things. That's probably it.
you're an overcarer. Is that what it is?
There we go.
Overachiever. Yeah.
Well, we're glad that you take time out to visit with us. How are things going at the Corporation Commission?
Oh my gosh! I mean, it's been so busy, and I'm sure you've seen. I mean, just you know, the natural gas prices. I mean, you know, I feel like producers, you know, there for a while really took it on the chin. And then, you know, you just look at all the dynamics moving across the world market, you know, whether it's the war in Ukraine and the pressure on Europe, you know, coming up to the winter, and you know, American producers can really get more even for their natural gas, you know, converting to LNG and shipping it around the world. And then you've got, you know, just so many different pressures, especially on the electricity market. You've got the pressure of natural gas prices. Most people don't really realize, and I had it more quantified, when PSO gave it kind of fuel procurement presentation back in August. Most people have trouble understanding. We think about the winter storm, and we think about the cost, and we think about the high demand. But the highest demand on electricity is during the summer. And so there were still a lot of, you know, there were some issues where there were conservation alerts issued by the Southwest Power Pool. That didn't mean that anybody had to conserve. But everybody has to understand utilities have to meet what the peak demand is. So maybe you don't need this much in September, October, but you have to be able to go up to what peak demand is. And then just recently, you know, the Southwest Power Pool has raised the reserve margin from 12% to 15%. So 3% more.
Wow.
I mean, I can give you some numbers on that, but I mean, that again translates to more pressure on the cost of electricity. The capacity factor through the SPP, that has changed. Then you've got the higher prices of, you know, natural gas, for electricity generation. Then you've got the issue, do we need more transmission? I mean, I had talked to some people at one of the major utilities last week. They are not, they can't meet new loads. I mean, they're not taking on some new construction areas. And then, you know, we get complaints about that. They don't have the capacity to do it. So you've just got a lot of pressure all coming to bear at the similar time. And, you know, then that's on top of, you know, the winter storm Uri prices going into effect on the bills for ONG, OG&E, PSO customers. And then you've got increased fuel costs, which, you know, many people have been calling to complain about their natural gas or their electricity bills. And, you know, it's pointing out what the higher cost of the fuel is. And it's just, I mean, it's really just kind of an untenable situation for the customer who's already taken it on the chin from higher, you know, grocery prices and everything that you're going to purchase. So it's really just a challenging time overall, I think, not just for Oklahomans, but for Americans. And then, again, you look around the world, these world situations, they impact what happens here. And, you know, you can think about 20, 25 years ago, maybe before so much of the internet presence and all these different things, you didn't have so many things across the world affecting the markets and prices and everything right here at home. I won't say it's that way for everything, but for a lot of things, it sure is that way.
It is. And, you know, we were just talking about what was going on in Pennsylvania, where people can knock on your door and sell you electricity and or gas, you know, and there's a lot of nefarious actions, let's just say that are involved with that, and a lot of fines being laid down. But, wow, you know, and didn't they talk about trying to go that route in Oklahoma a few years ago about deregulating it and just letting you buy it right from Wall Street or something?
That was many years ago. It was even before I was a commissioner. I think the legislature even did an interim study on deregulation, and that was at the time of the Enron crisis and the rolling kind of blackout
right
in California. So the end result of that was, you know, nothing came to pass. And then we've had low electricity rates in Oklahoma, gosh, for quite some time. And now you see all these pressures, not just coming on Oklahoma, but on all these other states. I think it's important. I've told you guys before to, you know, keep an open mind and look at it. The problem is you kind of hear a lot of rhetoric all around, and it's kind of hard to separate what the facts are from the rhetoric because, you know, I think the assertions I've heard on the deregulated side is that probably for certain customers, yeah, it probably would be best. But there's a whole lot of other customers, residential customers, major manufacturing customers. It's kind of like, you know, we're all in this together. It kind of reminds me, you know, Sean, I could probably mention the situation that we talked about even with Winter Storm Uri. If the utilities have the ability to go out and survey their 950,000 customers, let's take OG's number, and say, hey, could you pay a cash price for what happened in Winter Storm Uri? And if you can't pay a cash price, could we extend it out over multiple years? You didn't have the ability to do that. And so the thing is, you try to come up with the best solution possible for the majority of the customers, recognizing that everybody is not in the exact same situation. It's a similar way on deregulation. I don't know if you could deregulate a portion and not a portion, but the reality is we're kind of all in it together, because I think if residential customers could actually see how much it costs to provide service to them, I think they would be astounded, because the reality is, if you look at some of these costs, there still is some situations when you look across the classes of customers that are the customers are helped paying for part of the cost of the residential. So, you know, the commission has tried and continues to look at trying to move each class of customers. So whether it's schools, whether it's small power and light, all these different types of customers, residential customers, manufacturers, more to their cost of service. But the reality is it's really hard to get there, because most people just don't understand what it takes for the poles and the wires and the maintenance and having reliability. I mean, I think the one thing I can definitely say I have learned as a commissioner is how much goes into providing reliable electricity at the most affordable rates. I mean, it's like if most people that got their beef from the grocery store understood what it really takes on the part of the rancher to try to deal with all of these weather and all these different pressures. And so, you know, hopefully we can learn to be a little more thoughtful and aware of what goes into things, because typically, you know, we just react. I mean, I don't like this, so I'm going to tell you I don't like it. And, you know, and I see it in my own family. I mean, I had to talk to my mom this weekend about a particular thing that she just reacted to something. I said, well, Mom, did you think about this, this, and this? And she goes, oh, you're right. I guess I really didn't think about it like that. So, you know, we're all human, and I think it's, you know, trying to give each other some, you know, some grace and dealing with, you know, difficult times. And like I've told you and Butch before, this job, 14 years later from when I've had it, is a much more complicated, much more difficult in ways I have to tell you I never would have imagined. So I guess there was a blessing in being a little bit naive.
Well, you know, there's simplicity that the average everyday American feels when they flip a switch on and they expect the light to come on. And you're right, they don't look at what it takes to maintain, well, you know, the transmission, well, you know, the production of the electricity, the transmission, the distribution, the feeder lines, the transformers, the cutouts, the insulators, just everything it takes, not to mention just the poles to put that stuff above ground. It's an amazing situation.
And then you've got, you know, federal regulations out there, too. You've still got environmental concerns to meet. You've got reliability standards to meet. And what is one of the pressures that's being brought to bear on almost every business? I travel, you know, out to the ranch a lot, and I see so many signs that say hiring now, new hiring. I think most of the signs say hiring now or we've started hiring. And so you look at what is happening even on some of these industries, whether it's oil and gas, whether it's, you know, in the utility, it's the situation where you have really knowledgeable, experienced personnel that are retiring out of the workforce, mm-hmm. and you've got new people coming in, and if you don't sync up some of that wisdom and experience with, you know, new hires, it reminds me, I think we've talked about it in the oil and gas business, you know, some newer or younger petroleum engineers and geologists that come into the industry now, the horizontal world is the world they know.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, wow, I have all this experience in vertical wells. And so the thing is, if that's your perspective, that's how you see things. So how could you expect young people to think about all these ramifications from vertical wells? The same situation applies at the commission. I mean, we've had people retire or people that leave either the oil and gas division or the public utility division to work for these utilities. Yeah. And then the utilities, I mean, I've just seen where some utility people just recently lost experienced personnel to the oil and gas companies. It's a fascinating thing to just watch all of these nuances occur because everyone is really, you know, challenged to have highly experienced, and technical professions. I think that's just across the gamut of oil and gas and utilities right now. And so if you're really interested in working, this is a good time to find a job that'll probably pay you more than it's ever been paid. I mean, I've seen even lawyers coming out of law school, starting at a firm or starting at a big company, you know, making over $100,000 a year. I never even would have thought that.
Yeah. I mean,
and so it's just I don't mean to be rambling on.
No, you're right.
I don't feel like I'm a doomsayer. I just feel like, you know, I think it's Einstein said it, you know, that in every challenge, there's an opportunity. So if you want to work and get an education and get some experience, there's a lot of opportunity. And I'm sure, Butch, you can recall how it was like, you know, if you had younger kids some years ago, hey, don't go to the oil and gas business because it's down now.
It's too volatile, yeah.
Yeah, you'll make good money now, but you'll be out of work in 6 months.
And no matter how much you tell them, put back for a rainy day, this overtime and this bonus pay is not going to last forever. Well, they tell that to their 6 jet skis and their 4 boats and their 8 cars, 4 motorcycles.
I know. I was one of them.
Yeah, I still go back to, you know, we say prayers before every meal at the ranch, and I think it's so important because one thing, and my brother even said it, he goes, sis, you're always praying for the gratitude for living in America. And I said, right, because I think we have so many blessings in America, we have so many challenges, mm-hmm. but when you look across the world, I mean, we have so many things that so many other people don't have. And it's really easy to complain and wish things were different. And I know things can be really hard here in America, even in Oklahoma for some people. I mean, I think I saw an article the other day where in the top 10 at the poverty level. I mean, it's just unacceptable. So why, you know, you look across the world and the majority of wealth and power resides in a very small percentage, and then you look at the rest of the population, and, you know, I'm certainly a believer in, you know, free enterprise and entrepreneurship, but I think that with that comes a great responsibility, you know, to help care for those who are less fortunate than themselves. I don't think it's just up to the government to help all of the people. I think that's a part of it. But I think those who have been incredibly fortunate are those that, you know, you really hope they feel compelled and compassionate to help those around you. I mean, I think about that myself. You know, I haven't, if you consider it in terms of being a lawyer in private practice, this job hasn't paid me a lot of money to do it. But compared to most Oklahomans, I'm rich.
Hey, you know, if you own a vehicle, you're in the top 3% of the world's richest people. Isn't that crazy when you start thinking about that?
Right, when I'm thinking about my truck with 300,000 miles on it, started by 2008.
That's just getting broke.
I don't know if my brother still can't believe I'm driving that, but I don't know. I have other things that I might spend money on, but a vehicle to me, you want it to be safe, but yep. I'm definitely not a person who's into, boy, I need the nicest car. I mean, you see my dirty truck pull into the parking lot, you know where I've been.
You just got to take care of what you got. Dana, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you, young lady?
They can call me at 405-521-2267, or they can also reach me by just going to the website at OCCEweb.com. There's a lot of things going on. We're getting ready to have some upcoming rulemaking. You know, I think the legislature is going to be in session in a couple of weeks, you know, dealing with some of that ARPA money. The well-plugging money has been allocated now, and are we going to find the people that we need to deal with it with an administrator? So I'm sorry we didn't have a lot of time to cover all those things, but I'll know a little bit more, actually, in October.
Fantastic.
And I also just wanted to offer too to you guys, if it ever works out where, you know, there's another time or another Monday where you have, if there's five Mondays in the month or whatever, if you're willing and your audience isn't just disgusted and sick of me, I'm happy to come back on, because there's so many things that are moving at the commission now. It's really kind of a challenge to keep up with it.
I will take you up on that, young lady. Thank you so much for your time today. Be blessed, stay safe, and we'll keep you in our prayers.
Okay, you guys take care, and I appreciate you a bunch. Happy Monday.
Thanks, bet. Dana Murphy, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with our, well, abbreviated mop-up section right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at nervivehealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires, and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
The changing season is here, and if you're ready for a change, check out the new 2022 Buick Encore at Cummins in Weatherford, or the new 2022 Envision. Versatile, stylish, fun to drive, and popular and in demand is new 2022 Buick Encore. With fast financing, you'll be on the road in the vehicle that's right for you. Best sales team, best service, easy financing. Experience the new Buick at Cummins Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, I-40 in Weatherford at exit 84, or go to CumminsBPG.com.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets him up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes them money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if you're a farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you. Or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's. Or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Now. Yes. Now it's time to tell you about Solar, Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources. Got an upcoming...
I hear they've got something got a little big
thing
coming up.
A little thing coming up. October 13th, it is Expo 25. We'll be joined by an unnamed, at this moment, guest tomorrow from Solar. 25 years of Oklahoma's largest and longest running oil and natural gas event, Expo 25.
In other words, we don't know.
That's it, not yet. October 13th. The OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mike Rowe will be there, America's Storyteller. Plus, they're going to have this barbecue cook-off, and they can cook whatever they want to. That's what I think is awesome.
It's going
to
be.
And that's going to be happening there as well. If you'd like to attend or if you'd like to exhibit, you still got a little time, go to OKOilExpo.com, OKOilExpo.com. And you can also get yourself in the John C. Godwin Memorial Golf Tournament the day before. Great place to network. Some of the educational opportunities SOAR is providing is this compliance reporting on the 22nd day of this month at 11 a.m. Go to SOAROK.com to find out more. Or get the SOAR Connect app. It's free download, available for Android or iOS. It's a native app, meaning it can be easily accessed in remote locations without Wi-Fi and or internet.
We need to see if we can get one of the golf carts the girls use to, so we can just cruise the food line.
There you go. You know what? That's not a bad idea. We could probably just trailer mine up there. You know, have our own. I don't know how they'd
they might
that
frown
deal.
On that, but hey.
We got any weather coming up this way?
It's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission.
That's it. Beg forgiveness
right
and
now
ask permission.
Yeah, it's 71 degrees. Humidity's at 71%. Winds are south at 10. Dew point's at 61. Today's going to be sunny with a high near 94. South wind 9 to 15, gust to 23. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 95. Ooh, I don't like it. South-southwest wind, 8 to 16, high gusts as high as 24. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 95. South-southwest winds, 8 to 10. Thursday, sunny with a high near 86. That's more like it. Friday, sunny with a high near 93. Dang it. Saturday, sunny with a high near 94. And Sunday, 10% chance showers, mostly sunny with a high near 88. There's your – the market is ugly. It's just – extremely
U-G-L-Y.
Ugly. It's basically 80% in the red. It's just in a foul mood, as we saw from oil prices, oil and gas prices earlier this morning. The market's kind of in a downfall. And tomorrow we'll talk about seven of the most polluted states in the United States.
Yikes. West Texas Intermediate down $1.80 a barrel to $83.31 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Brent crude oil down $1.68. ICE Futures Exchange out of London. Hong Kong crude oil in Japan down 660 yen per kiloliter. NYMEX natural gas down 10 cents, trading at $7.67 per million BTU. Again, we'll have someone with Sower talking about the Expo 25 every Tuesday between now and the 13th of October. We'll be talking to somebody with the event. We had
whoever loses the coin toss.
Yeah, we had Melanie Voice, or we had Mindy Stitt last week. So it'll be one of the girls or one of their committee members. They got people that volunteer. Barry Matney, he's going to join us 2 weeks from
whichever one gets voluntold
today or tomorrow. Yeah, that's it, voluntold. That's exactly how that works. Okay, then.
And we're easy to talk to. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's
trepidation.
What it is. I just wanted to say thank you to Cousin Jimmy,
yep,
and, Jimmy Jared and Jared Atha for setting in for us.
Covering our tails.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did a pretty good job, too.
Absolutely. It was kind of crazy. One of the guys I graduated high school with, I golfed with in the alumni tournament, is a big dog with the Kansas Electric Commission.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. We had a lot to talk about. Anyway, we'll be back.
I can tell you, I got gasoline for $2.99 a gallon.
Under $3.
While I was gone.
Wow, didn't see any of that where I was at. But nonetheless, we are glad to be back. Again, thank you to Dana Murphy. Hope you enjoyed today's show. For Butch Black and all of our great sponsors, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. I promise we'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KECO in Elk City. Have yourself a great day.